Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Friday. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Joan Sharp. I'm going to introduce her to you in just a moment. First, I want to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about money. Is money so personal, and why do we talk about it all the time? How many times have you felt that someone used money as the excuse and it was not the reason? Then they respond, money is personal, or you feel money is personal, so you don't ask that follow-up question. We feel and we say that money is personal, yet we use money as the excuse most times when there is something we don't want to do. So is money personal? This is the conversation we're going to talk today to Joan about. And have you used money as an excuse and it was not the reason? I know personally I have. It's an old program that's hard to crack, but that's why we're here to talk to Joan Sharp, because she's helping us change that conversation from money to vision. Joan Sharp of River Family Advisors is not just an advisor, she's a thought leader in the area of changing our money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations that we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversation about a shared vision, and you will better support your values, life experiences, legacy, and wealth. Welcome to the show, Joan.
Hey, Cornelia. It's great to be here with you today. It's our one-year anniversary. And
believe it. Oh my gosh.
I know. So much has happened since we started this. It was Valentine's Day, and then we were in the lockdown. And everyone is in the world, not just the US and not just where you live or I live, has had to start really looking at what's important in their life, right? And it's funny, I've been hearing lately some stories on kids who have not been happy, you know, in the past, complained about going to school, and now are looking forward to going to school and can't wait to go back. I mean, isn't that a big change for children to all of a sudden stop complaining about going to school? And I know people who I was actually talking to today said they used to think they could work from home all the time and they didn't like going in the office. And the one person is going to the office every day. It's just, we've changed in this whole year.
Yeah, a lot of changes happened. We can really see so much what it is that we value. And yeah, this is why, you know, even what you're talking about, the kids are not complaining anymore because they see the value of going out and being connected to their friends and their teachers and what it is that they're learning, and the value of actually going to the building, going to the place, right?
And being surrounded, yeah.
Yeah, being surrounded, right? And this is always what you're helping us with here, talking about our shared values, what's important to us. And now, you know, getting really clear on what those values are. Now, you've been talking to us about making decisions based on vision, not money. Can you clarify that for us?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it is confusing because of the mindset, like with the kids, you know, it's just in our DNA to complain about going to school. But this is the same thing with this. Money, people have been trained since childhood to, you know, we can't do that because of money. Well, I have this example that probably most people have had something very similar happen, be it a friend, a loved one. But what if someone says, hey, let's go away to the islands this weekend. And the other person responds, I can't, I cannot afford it. But in their mind, they're thinking, I only have 3 days off, not a week, or I really don't like going to the islands. That conversation has never happens. It ends. At least one person goes away frustrated with it. It's the excuse and not the reason. But there's two ways that we can change that conversation. And it's one is the person who asked the question could ask, hey, I want to get away with you for a couple of days. I was thinking the islands. That's a vision that they're actually putting out there, right? So now the person can respond according to a vision, and money wouldn't, it'd be like, well, what are you thinking? I only have a couple days to get away, and I'm not excited about the islands. But what if the person started the conversation the same way they did? Hey, I want to get away, you know, to the islands. Now, if we think money is personal, right? And we want to be honest and use a vision question or a values question or the real reason. Why we don't use real reasons and say, you know, that would be like a week. I only have a couple days to get away. And I don't like going to the islands. I don't think it's the right thing at this time. Now you have a conversation, right, Cornelia? Do you think you would walk away mad with that?
Yeah, it would definitely be an invitation to get clearer on what it is that I really want, clearer on what the person really wants, and communicate that clarity, that truth in my connection, in my relationship, right?
Yeah. And then it feels better on both sides. And now you're talking about vision. And you can then look at, how much do you want to spend on this experience? What is this experience worth to you? Because isn't that ultimately what it's all about?
It is. It is ultimate. It's always about, you know, how much money you're going to spend. And that's what it really is all about. And, you know, it's...
Can I correct you? It's not about how much you're going to spend. It's what is it worth to you?
That's good. See, look at that. What is it worth to you? Exactly.
Yeah.
How much are you willing to spend, and what is that worth to you?
Isn't that how everything actually is priced? If you think about it in the stores and everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. And we're talking, again, what's valuable to you.
Exactly. And what is the supply and demand based on it, right? So, you know, some people could spend $20,000 on a weekend vacation, but it may not be worth that much to them. So why should they? And that's a lot of times why people say, I can't afford it. So if we talk in vision, get out of the money, and we have, first of all, in the example I just showed, we go a little further in having the conversation. It doesn't end with money, with someone walking away disappointed. It was interesting. I was talking to someone today, and with their young child, had gone on a school trip, and they were in the museum store, and they made a comment that their child said, I want to get, my one thing is a gift to someone, and went off looking. All of a sudden, all the other kids found some shiny thing that one said, oh my gosh, isn't this cool? And everyone got it. But the one child whose vision was, I want to get a gift. And that person, that child, actually stuck with that and got the gift and didn't get caught up in the gang or society, you know, mentality of you have to have that, because everybody afterwards was outside looking at their shiny thing and sharing it. But how long is everyone going to be happy with that shiny thing? And the one child that bought the gift is going to be remembered for that gift.
Wow. How old was that kid?
10.
Wow. That's a strong, you know, not to join the crowd, not to join everyone else, not to do what everyone else is doing, but he was solid in what he wanted. He knew that.
Yeah, that vision, doesn't that? Yeah, it just, it's a whole, it is hard to get through. And that is not just a vision. It was a value of that person too, coming through on the giving. Everyone's values are different, you know, with this. And so I'm going to put one, we just had the Super Bowl last Sunday, right? And I even if you didn't watch it, most people heard probably about Tom Brady and how old he is being a quarterback in the NFL. I know I couldn't look at anything without it going on. And I bring this up because Tom Brady has always been very clear. I'm going to say I have a nephew that lives in New England, so I've been briefed on some of this stuff, okay? So that's how I know this. Has been very clear that he was going to be a quarterback until he was 45. And that was his vision. And the reason I'm calling it a vision and not a goal is because of partly how he's handled it. He is 43. If once again, that was all over the news. This is the only way I know anything, okay, is through reading. I do not know Tom Brady. People who know him may know more than I do, and I don't follow him. But if you think about it, his vision is to play football until he's 45. So every day when he gets up, he has a vision set for what he's going to do that day to keep in shape and what each game is going to look like. And if you've ever watched him in a football game, and I have to say, I was at a football game where he was the quarterback, and I was close when some linemen were coming to tackle him. It was hilarious. I laughed. It was almost like there was fear on his face. Tom Brady does not get tackled. He goes down or to the sidelines. That is part of his vision of how a game for him has to be, right? Not to be hit, for his body to be able to recuperate. If you watch how many times, if you've ever watched it, you'll see he doesn't get tackled much. But then he also, through this, has developed, you know, the way he eats, the way he exercises, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff if you follow. And he's even come up with a process and program he is now selling as his next stage on how to keep your body healthy. Because he realized his vision is to be a quarterback till 45, I have to keep my body healthy. Think, these are not just goals. When you have a goal, you're only doing this. If it was just a goal, it would have been, I'm playing quarterback till I'm 45 with New England probably. Well, New England dropped him last year and he needed to find a new team. And it was for him about playing. So I just put this out there. So now this process that he's developed helped him come up with something else to transition into after he's 45 and what it's not about retirement. It's about sharing and moving the process because he believes in what he has done for himself to be young, strong, and keep his body healthy. Think about if he had started his career and said, I want to make X amount of dollars. Would the focus and the process be as much on the body and what he's doing?
That's an excellent distinction. And really, that's really an excellent way to put it. That's really an excellent way to put it, you know, where people can really see the paradigm shift. Because that's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So now when he has friends that and ask him to do something or people ask him to do something, he can say, no, that doesn't fit into my regimen to be healthy versus no, I can't do that because I won't make my salary cap. I won't make my salary.
So good.
Cheer. Cornelia, we've been talking about this. How do you split this out? Because people have visions, right? Daily, weekend, week, month, year, but we never verbalize them. They're in us, and that's where we set our expectations. And I know you would really kind of push and pull. How do we clarify what this vision is and how? And I couldn't believe when with the Super Bowl and all of this, how that worked. And I'm going to add, he is a team member that he knows makes him play, helps him play better, that he got on the team. Gronk, who was a receiver for him in New England, there is an energy, a synergy between them. Once again, if Brady was about the money, what do you think about bringing Gronk in? But because he was about being a quarterback and successful to 45, I just, your thoughts on this, Cornelia? I mean,
well, like I said, this is an excellent distinction, because we use money every day. We have to.
Right. But
like he said, his number one goal is that he wanted to be a quarterback until he was 45.
Vision. I'm going to say it's bigger than a goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a vision.
Yeah.
Because the goal typically is the steps to that vision. Yeah. Sorry. No. Yeah.
And, you know, I just recently spoke to one of my other clients that is also a podcaster. He's 71. He said to me, I love what I do. I'm never going to retire.
Right.
I love what I do. I'm never going to retire. I can't imagine retiring.
What is retiring, right?
Exactly, right? So this reminded me when you were talking about that, because it was so clear. That vision was expressed so clear that I actually saw him in my own mind, in my own, at 100 years of age, doing what he loves.
Right. Because it's the, right. So, and retirement has become a vision. And people call it a goal and a vision, but what is retirement? Like, who's retiring? We are actually not retiring. That is why we are living longer. It used to be, and this is when Social Security was set up, was people would retire from their job at 65 and die at 67.
Yes.
Because their friends and their whole life was around that. Well, now we leave the job we may have had at 65 and move on to something more that we've wanted to do, and possibly, you know, even more than we thought we wanted to do is possible.
Which is why it's even more important that you talk vision, to mm-hmm. share with your community, with your friends, with your loved ones, with your family, to share what your vision is. In whatever it is, you know, in how the day is going to end, in the legacy that you're leaving, in the work that you would love to do, you know, share that vision, it's really, really important.
And you know what? It's not only then, if you share the vision, it's acting on it. Because I'm going to put this one out there that has come up recently, is one of the visions of people are, I'm going to live independently in my house till I die. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have run into people who have said that and truly mean it. They have engaged lawn care organizers that help you stay in your house and are paying for that fee to set up, so when they need it, it's there, and have a bathroom on the first floor, a bedroom on the first floor, and have even adjusted showers so that there is no lip. You can use a walker, a wheelchair, whatever, if you're on crutches, to get in. And actually, it's kind of in right now to have a shower with no lip, you know, that goes anyway. And they have set themselves up so that can happen. I know other people who say it and have not done anything. Wheelchairs could not get through, or even walkers through a door. There is no full bathroom on a first floor or elevator to the second floor, because that's another option. And have never allowed anyone to be in their house to help them clean or do anything. Matter of fact, accuse people of stealing. Oh. And so, how can that's saying a vision and not enacting it? So I want to clarify, part of doing or saying a vision is where you're setting your expectations, but then you have to live that out every day so people understand and can follow through with it.
Oh, you mean walk your talk?
Yeah, imagine that. And I think that's Why? People talk money instead of vision or values. A, you're held to it. Or B, they're afraid people are not going to like them for who they are. I don't know, but it is very interesting to have had this in multiple places in the past couple of weeks show up in my life where this is a vision. And I know a lot of people, so I am going to put out there, most people who think they're going to die in bed in their sleep, that happens to almost nobody. I think the number is like 1%. We are getting older. We are not dying until our 90s or 100s. Our body will give out, and it can be in our memory. The last 6 months or 3 months, set something up. If this is truly what's important to you, that is a vision that you can start enacting now.
Yeah, and start walking that talk.
Right.
So, you created the Siri method. How does all of this fit into the Siri method that you created? Let's tell the audience again what Siri is.
Okay, Siri is C for communication. And it's not just the communication of talking to people. It's how do the people in your life that you're making decisions with and are important, how do they learn and hear information? Understand that. Because everyone, like I, as I've used this before, my dad and I communicate very differently. So if I really want to get something through to him, I have to communicate the way he learns, not the way I communicate. And if you're looking at a river, communication, since this is River Family Advisors, flows through every part of the Siri process. The next is E for envision. Envision is the vision and our values. And we have short-term, mid-term, and long-term. So you've got to have the vision for that. And each one of them then will have money and time involved. That's your resources, which is the R in Siri. And then I is the implement. What I was talking about, if you envision this and it's part of your value and important, and you've seen where your time and or money goes with it, implement it, start it now, start working towards that. And that's where this came up with the Siri method. And that's what it stands for.
I love it when you explain that. I really do. You also work with people personally. Yes. How can people get in touch with you and find out more about how they can really change their life?
So River, R-I-V-E-R, Family Advisors, ADVISORS.com is the website. And you can look, I work with individuals, families, and couples as a private advisor looking at all parts of the Siri. But then for those who just want some guidance on making sure they're doing this and support, I offer coaching on it. And so there's either way. And the coaching is not as intense, and it's only meet every other month for an hour, and it's a set fee. But with the personal advising, I really hold your feet to the fire, help you get to the attorneys, you know, on the technical stuff, and make sure we're aligning and adjust, because you may put a vision out there and think that's what you want, but a lot of times when you start moving towards it, it needs to adjust because it becomes bigger, more or more narrow, or in adjust the side. So that's where I really help you on the implementation part of it and to continue evolving it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so valuable for those of you that are considering contacting Joan to have a person that holds a neutral space, and also all the qualifications that Joan has to really support you in making, you know, making your life more valuable by the choices that you make today. So it's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you, Joan Sharp. I love it when you talk to us about vision and realizing our visions. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing this valuable information. And thank you to everyone that's listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women. featuring leading-edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern-day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.